Now, shockingly bad was one of the observations made by John Gibbons, who's an environmental campaigning journalist who was on a trip to Kerry last week and was checking out, as he does, as he drives an electric vehicle, our charging point infrastructure. John Gibbons is with me on the line. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Okay, far too few and far too many are slow charging. What? Tell us your experience. You were in Kerry, you were driving around different parts of the county, you were looking to reduce your range anxiety by finding available charging points.
That's right, Jerry. And I suppose, obviously, the first thing to say as a non-Kerry person, Kerry is a very big county, especially when you go down those peninsulas. It just gobbles up the kilometres. You know, at one stage, I was going, say, from Parknasilla to Dingle, and it doesn't look much on the map, but I'm sure your listeners would know far better than I am. That's actually quite a spin. And as I say, when you're an electric car driver, and by the way, I'm an extremely happy electric car driver, 4.5 years now, electric only. But when you're an electric car driver, you always have to think about your range. You've got to plan your journeys much more carefully than you do, obviously, in a diesel or whatever, where you just fill her up and off you go. So you do have to think about these things. And that really brings it home, the issues that you've described, Jerry, in your introduction. And basically, the big problem in Ireland is we simply haven't built out our public charging infrastructure anything remotely like where it needs to be. I'll give you an example. Local authorities there was a program set up to allow local authorities to receive a grant to cover 3/4 of the cost of installing these chargers. And so far, they were supposed to be installing them, Jerry, at the rate of 200 charge points a year. And so far, in total, in 3 years, just 33 public EV charging stations have been funded under this program. And apparently, it seems the local authorities are just not interested in putting them in, which I just find astonishing.
So three quarters of it gets paid, and yet we're only at 33 per year.
That's right. So it's as if people now, and I say this with the greatest respect, as many fine, forward-thinking people work in our local authorities, but I'm afraid for some of them, the penny hasn't dropped at all in relation to electric vehicles and in relation to the infrastructure. Now, let me give you this in ways that I hope can make sense, right? Let's take Killarney. Killarney, obviously, is one of Ireland's most important tourist towns. Now, I did a check on the ESB app this morning, and in total, there are 7 public chargers in the electric chargers on the ESB network in Killarney. 5 of those, Jerry, are slow, and only 2 are fast. Now, a slow charger basically means typically a 22 kilowatt. That means that if you sit on that charger to get a charge, say you wanted to charge up to go back to Cork or back to, you know, Dublin, for example, you're going to spend maybe 3, maybe 4 hours on that charger. So that means one person could knock out that charger for half a day on a slow charger simply to get enough to get themselves back to, you know, the Midlands or Dublin. Now, the 22 kilowatt charging points were fine. A lot of them were actually specced about 10 years ago. But for reasons that maybe the ESB might come onto your show someday and explain why it is, the ESB flew at this 10 years ago. They pushed them out quickly. In fact, at one point, the ESB probably had more charging than there were electric chargers. And then there were electric cars to use them. Then the situation is completely reversed. The ESB have gone to sleep on this, and essentially our public charging network has stagnated while the number of electric cars is increasing really rapidly. And to give you numbers on that, Jerry, last year, 8,500 new electric cars were registered. Now, that is double the number from the previous year.
Yeah.
So basically, these vehicles are increasing exponentially. And as you know, the government here in Ireland and right across Europe, and in fact, the car industry as well, they're phasing out electrics and petrol. So if in 2022 or for next year, if you're planning to buy a diesel, let's just say for argument's sake, you can expect by the time you come to trade that in that you're going to lose most of the value on your trade-in because that technology is now obsolete. There's no question about it. Diesel and petrol technology is like it's the horse and cart of motoring. It's basically last century's technology. So the point is that's the direction of travel. We know that from Europe. Every government in the world practically at this day, certainly in Europe, is saying to the public, look, we want to support you on this moving away from it. There are grants, for example, for electric vehicles. And of course, the main reason that we're doing this is that transport is a huge source of our emissions. And of course, when we mean by transport, like in Ireland, in a small little island of Ireland, just the Republic of Ireland, 2.4 million private cars on the roads of Ireland. So we have a huge car problem. This isn't electric or petrol. This is just a car problem that we have. We have an incredible number of cars for our population. But that means, of course, we're importing billions of euros worth of oil to power all these cars. That, of course, means I think it's about 8 billion euros a year going overseas out of Ireland to pay for all this oil, both for transport and also for home heating and so on. And on the other hand, when we move to electric vehicles, as we upgrade our grid. So right now, Jerry, if you're running an electric vehicle, on a typical day, about 40% of the energy in that electric vehicle is being provided by wind power, which is produced right here in Ireland.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's also produced without any toxic emissions. So it is the right direction of travel. I will also say, by the way, it's a much lower cost to run electric cars.
Well, someone is saying that, John, this morning. How are we supposed to be able to afford to charge an electric car when people are struggling to pay their normal electricity bills?
Sure. Well, this is the thing, right? If you can afford, or if you, right now, if you're running a diesel car and you pull up to the station, you're going to be putting 70, 80, 90, maybe 100 quid into your car. Now, that's a big hit for anybody. Of course it is. Now, the equivalent, you won't get it the full range of that, but if I were to translate it down for you, Jerry, right? Let's say you charge your car at home. If you're lucky enough to have a home charger, right? Off street, whatever, home charger. So a typical car is probably going to cost you about, now let's say for about 400 kilometers range, is going to cost you maybe about 15 quid to fill that up, right?
So 100 versus 15, but more or less in general way, or we'll call it 100 versus 15.
Well, okay, to be
fair,
that's only for 400. Say, so your 100 euros might get you, say, 800 kilometers of diesel, right? So double your 15 to 30, and you have a direct comparison, but 100 euros worth of diesel, 30 euros worth of electricity.
Okay. But to make that work, John, what you're saying, to make that work, we've very few chargers, first of all. The ones we have are 22 kilowatt. What should they be in terms of power, so that you can plug in and in an hour you have, or half an hour you have, let's say, two-thirds of your tank full, if we call it a tank, or your battery?
Sure. Yeah, well, as I say, Jerry, we have them. We have two of them in Killarney. We have two fast chargers in Dingle, none in Carrigrohane, no fast chargers in Killorglin, no fast chargers in Glengarriff. And remember, Kerry is a big county, and people like me coming down there for a bit of tourism, we need that public charging network as we motor around the county. So anyway, at a minimum, Jerry, you need about a 50 kilowatt charger. That will typically put on maybe about 200 kilometers in an hour. That still means you're going to be spending an hour on the charger, but it's only 1 hour. And for your 200 kilometers, lets you continue. So we need lots more. Now, for example, there are private charging networks in Ireland as well. So, for example, if you drive a Tesla, their private networks are 125 kilowatts, so they can put on, in theory, 600 kilometers in an hour. Now, there is no, at the moment, government or state charging network running at that speed. And yet Tesla, even though they've only a very small number of cars in Ireland, have at their own expense set up and installed and maintained this system. And the reason they did it, Jerry, is that they recognize there's no point in trying to sell electric cars to people if you don't provide the charging network. So if a private car company can do this, I don't understand why. And the ESB, by the way, is a government, it's a state agency. This is not a private company. We can tell the ESB, excuse me, state policy is we want more cars. And I do not understand why a state agency isn't out there up and down the length and breadth of Ireland putting these in. And for example, Jerry,
final message, you have a message for hotels as well in the county, and this goes to, I suppose, it's on the public side as well. There are so few that if you have an electric car, you're driving around, you come back after your day's touring around the ring of Kerry, all of a sudden somebody's in your spot, or the only spot.
That's right. We were lucky enough to stay in the Partner Silla, which, by the way, is a wonderful hotel. Couldn't recommend it strongly enough. Super hotel. However, they have a single charging spot. And on the night before we had to head back to Dublin, we arrived back in the evening with practically running on fumes, pull in. And of course, there's somebody on the charger, and we had a little bit of trouble locating them. And there's a terrific guy, by the way, in the Partner Silla Hotel called Ger, who I'd like to say thank you very much. Ger was good enough to sort us out that night. And just in the nick of time, at about 10 o'clock on the night before we were traveling back, we were able to get in a charger, and he saved the day. But I will say this, Jerry, the problem here is we shouldn't have to depend on the hotels,
yeah,
because the public charging network, if it was up to scratch. But at the same time, a friendly message for the hotels out there, folks like me and other EV drivers, we're quite happy to pay for the service. And any hotel out there listening, you know, one charger, it's great to have, but it's not enough. Stick in three or four more. The government, by the way, will help you with this, and your customers will thank you.
Yeah, they certainly will. A listener says, the AA recently did a survey and established it's costing electric car drivers a fortune to charge their cars at a service station, because when they pull up while they're waiting for the car to charge, they purchase a coffee or maybe two coffees, depending on the time and length. If they have kids in their car, they're looking for a trip to the shop also. The hidden cost of having an electric car. Well, I suppose if you have more chargers, more fast chargers, the shorter time you'll be staying in the petrol station.
That's true. And of course, the flip side of that, Jerry, is that for the folks running petrol stations, running service stations, you have a captive audience, right? So the guy who pulls in for the electric charge for half an hour or 45 minutes, you know, that's a great opportunity for you to upsell them with a cup of coffee or a sandwich or whatever. And I think retailers as well kind of should wake up to this, because there's a great opportunity. And electric car drivers, you know, they will buy your other facilities because they're going to be hanging around for a little while to do that. But I really genuinely do not want to leave your listeners with a negative message about electric cars. Like I said, Jerry, we're a one-car family, 4.5 years of running electric. It has saved us a fortune. The servicing costs are almost negligible. Okay, they are expensive cars to buy. I accept that, absolutely. But even those prices are coming down.
Yeah.
But if you're concerned about emissions, if you want a clean, quiet drive, the electric car is your only man.
Okay, John, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for sharing your experience of driving around Kerry in an electric vehicle. It's John Gibbons with us on the line.